Oh, then we have to go back to our Get Me Vina with all these tshuvas that are piled up over here. Ooh, it keeps getting higher and higher. So the Gemara itself, we already learned, by now I assume you saw the Gemara with the Tosis was a little bit of that, those rants and a little Shulchan Aruch. We spoke about the different opinions in the poskim. Rashi toasts to the Ran, edition number one, Hayyam Shat the Gemara of Ayan Beis in the Beis. Then there's the issue of Imati Micholi Zeh and Imati Stam, are they exactly the same thing or not? Almost the same thing, or what difference is between them? So we spoke about the case of the Beis Shmuel, where the Beis Shmuel quoted a machlokes between the Magad Mishnah, Sim Shat the Rambam on one hand, and the Ran on the other hand. And the last thing which we didn't discuss yet is the last piece of Gemara, which we'll discuss briefly before we go into the main part, which is the sugya of toes, etc. Tonight, one of the interesting case of Tana Rabbanan, Zagitach Mehayom and Mati Michol Izev and Afal Abayas Olav, or we kisha nochash ain't a get. In Lo Emad Michol Izev and Afal Abayas, or we kisha nochash, I raise a get. Mashna raise the Mashna Seifa. Shochem Itamach, Lari Ein Lano. What Ein Lano means, like Rashi, Shochem Itamach, the Maisa Sheira, the Echa Shama, in Lo Emad Michol Izev, Acholo Ari, Shlochot Shochot of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, ain't no get. So it's a mistake. It's a mistake. They said it's a mistake in Tosefta. The second case which says, Hareza get, you really mean ain't no get. That's what that's a rational Pashup shot. What emerges from Rashi? So when he says, Imati mecholizeh, mecholizeh means really, mitocholizeh. While I'm still sick with this disease. Tosefta points out more explicitly. So Tosefta says, the Yishalmi has a fundamental distinction between the two. In the Reisha, lo meis micholizeh, right? Hareza gidech and meis mati micholizeh. They didn't die from this disease. Died from in wine. Save him lo yamad micholizeh. They never got up from the disease. Hareza lo amad. According to Yishalmi, it's a fundamental distinction between the Reisha and the Save. Our Gemara says no, because it seems mitocholizeh Reisha and Save. As a mitocholizeh, if mecholizeh means I died from the disease, the Reisha and Save are fundamentally different. If Mecholi just means to be Tocholi, then the Reish and Sefer really are the same. That's the first Tosa says. The second Tosa goes into a whole serious issue with the Gemara Ksubas of Ein Tainus Onus Begitten, and then there were the three different categories of Onus, right? Unbelievable. Unsa de Shriach, Unsa de Shriach Velo Shriach, and Unsa de Lo Shriach Kla. That's what Tosa points it out. Just to make the kids an image. The court that all that is saying over here, well, it should emerge, that Halakhala Maisa, there's no difference really between the Reish and the Sefer. We paskin that ain't no get. Unsad lo shriach klal. Ain't no get. It's not considered to be a kiyum atanai, no matter how we phrase it, because according to the Bavli, it's supposed to be Yerushalmi. In meis, in mati micholi, that means mitocholi zeh. So the issue is not whether it's a kiyum atanai. Avada kiyum atanai there is, but it's a kiyum atanai ba'onetz gomer. Kiyum atanai ba'onetz gomer doesn't mean anything. Okay, everyone with me so far? Kiyum atanai ba'onetz gomer doesn't mean anything. So therefore, what should happen? Reisha, Seifa, all exactly the same. Ain't no get. And it says, Hareza get's a mistake. It's partially a mistake. And then the Gemara goes on to go into the other areas of halacha. But the bottom line of all of them is, Unzid lo shchiachu, was what we call lo shchiach klal. And he never expected this to happen, never had it in mind. And therefore, it's not considered to be a kiyum atanai. So the Gemara is pretty straightforward. It's all called the Shitas Rashi. However, once again, if you saw the Shulchan Aruch, you may have, again, I think I realize now what was going on with why the Ran wasn't there. I figured you can get a digest of the Ran by looking at the Beis Shmuel. Well, that's probably a mistake on my part, because most people have the Ran in front of them than the Shulchan Aruch. So that was, I apologize for that, but again, the same apology applies today again. It's once again over here on that page, Laman Hay, in the Ran. He also gives a little bit longer discussion, and once again, the Beis Shmuel gives it more of a kitzur. All right, so let's look in the Ran together, and then we will look in the Beis Shmuel. I'll read you some highlights from the Beis Shmuel. Once again, we have this Gemara, which Rashi and Sin Rashi and Tosfos interpretation of the Gemara. But the question becomes: whether other Rishonim agree with Rashi and Tosfos or not? And we get the impression that not, they don't agree. We'll have to see. Okay, this is on Lamed Hamanah, again a fairly long paragraph. The Ran goes to Pirush Rashi, and he doesn't like the lashon of Rashi, the Gemara about what are the Gemara's lashonis. You don't make the right from the Rashi, you don't make the right from the Sefer. It's all a mistake. The Rashi doesn't come out so well. Therefore, the last narrow line is next to Ramban better. What does Ramban say? Now in the medium-sized lines, Laman Hamad out. Give a look. Ramban down. Chiyamrinan Maishna Rashi Maishna Sefer. Seifu de kashala, avarechel o kashala imidi. Vafil neimu unzim lo shriach, masa ginesh adayte. Hocha shayni de behed dama micholi zeh. The kevin she neshachon nocha shere lo meis michoso choli. Woo! So right away, the Ramban, in contradistinction to Rashi and Tosfos, is saying that micholi zeh perhaps means micholi zeh. Not mitocholi zeh. But micholi zeh, of course, is the basis for it. Nirishali. Okay, we already saw the Yerushalmi quoted in Tosfos. Fine. I will say for the Kashalei. Should the Imlo Emod Micholi Zeh Mashma, Shimlo Yamod Machmas also Choli. Oh, at the syntax, the expression, the figure of speech, Imlo Emod Micholi Zeh, there the word Micholi means Mitocholi. It's just a matter of Hebrew language. It might be Micholi Zeh means if I die because the Choli caused me to die. Imlo Emod Micholi Zeh, there the word mechol, the same exact word means mitochol is it. That's the nuance of the Hebrew language. Ukshen eshach on nachash, harelo manu also choli bilamot. But my katon hareza get. Oh, so here the question is that the expression is one of two things. It could mean mitochol is there, but the Gemara is then asking, no, maybe that also means machmas kol izeh. I won't get up from this. I won't get up because of this disease. Here, he didn't get up because of the lion or the snake. And he quotes the Mishnah also that proves that mekol izeh doesn't mean lactosis mitok, but machmas kol izeh. Why? The katani gabri hayom mati mekol izeh. The omden also machmas kol izeh neis. Alma mekol izeh machmas also kol izeh mashma. You look here at Rashi's al talki avad the meima. Rolling on mitoch choli arishon meis kolom hashlo pasuk choli arishon mei olav. Shouldn't have said machmas. Ama pishalom meis mimenu. So he's asking a kash against Rashi from the lashon of the Mishnah. So you have to answer according to Rashi that the word machmas doesn't mean machmas because of. Machmas has to mean mitoch. Has to mean mitoch. So the Ramban has a different interpretation. Once again, just to make the kids and nimrods. According to Rashi and Tosfos, mecholi means mitocholi. And according to the Ramban, mecholi means machmascholi. And what does the Gemara conclude? Ein lanu. What do you mean ein lanu? The second wide line. The mashmo, simlo yamod mecholi zeh, machmas also choli mashma. Ve'lo meis me also choli. Okay, he didn't die from the choli. And he goes further. Lo mi boya ki meis beyonset lo shchichad lo havi gita. And I feel the mace now to the shchicha came in lomes also choli mamish ain't get. Oh, so now he's saying on different yisod. According to Rashi, Rabbo said there is a kiyum atnai because michol means mitol choli, but it doesn't count. It's considered the onus. The kiyum atnai bonus doesn't count. According to the Ramban, there's no kiyum atnai in the first place. Why not? Because michol means machmas also choli, and if he dies from a lion or a snake, so there's simply no kiyum atnai. That's the fundamental dispute between Rashi on one hand, the Tosfos like Rashi on one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. Showing the Rambam, close at the end, says a strange thing. In the first case of Mechol Izeh, he says, Eino Get. But Imlo Emo, he says, Suffolk Megureshes. Why Suffolk Megureshes? Why so? What kind of Suffolk Megureshes? Why sell him a gereshes? You don't quite understand. We already pointed out that there's a double machlokas, it seems to be a double machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishon. That's Reb Chaim has in his Sefer on Shas, the Lusha Reb Chaim on Shas, who points out more explicitly. This is as far as the double machlokas of Bavli and the Rishon. Why? According to the Bavli, according to Rashi anyway, Mecholi means mitocholi. Mitocholi. And But the reason there's no get, that's why. Kiyam atanai ba'ones doesn't count. That's how Rashi tells Lam Shan in the whole Gemara. The Rishami says all the opposite. At least in the Reisha, there's no kiyam atanai at all. Why not? Because mecholi is machmas choli, kipshuto. In the Sefer, what's it then according to Rishami? Rishami told the Shabeshta. Rishami says, there is a kiyam atanai. Why? Because he didn't say machmas choli, he just said imlo emod and imlo amad. And it's considered a kiyam atanai even though it's be'ones. So the Rishami rejects the Bavli. And the Rishami says there's a very logical distinction between Reish and Seif based on the nuance I told you before. Namely, that the Reish of Mecholi Zeh means Machmas also Choli. But the Seif of Lo Amod Mecholi Zeh means there means Mitok also Choli because of that nuance I mentioned to you before. That's the Rishami's opinion. But why does the Rambam say Sufik? What's the basis for the Rambam Sufik? Right over here. In the second case of the Sefer, Im lo emod michol izeh, is suffering with the rest. The Ran quotes it over here. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes it. So why should that be? Why should that be? I'm pretty sure, I guess we see Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. Let's take a look. Okay. Kuf men hei. Make sure my memory serves me correctly. Here we go. Hare the gidach sasivo. Mayom and Mati Michol is there, enough of a bias on the shelf of Nova Shotok, Arik Yosef is there, makes ain't no get. I will know my name, you know, Yamon Michol is there, enough of a bias on the shelf of Nova Shotok, Arik, how is the suffering Megureshes? This is the Rambam Shita quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So why suffering? So here the Beis Shmuel, so I figured you'd see in the Beis Shmuel, so Kotes gives you the whole rundown over here. Machlokos Ramban against Rashi. According to the Ramban and the Ran, what does that mean? If he dies from a different reason, then we say it's not a get, because machmas means what? Because of. Even on the Sibur the Shriach, he didn't die from what he said. That's right, Ramban sheet, which he saw, it's now in the Ran. The Rashi and the Rashi are the other way around. It's really a Kiyamat Tanai. And if it's a Sibur the Shriach, he's Megureshes. Only a little Shriach. He said before, it's a little Shriach, it's not considered to be a Kiyam HaTanai. It's a fundamental Machlokas Rashi and the Ran. As explained here in very brief terms, by the Beis Shmuel here, it's a Kot Tes. But the Machaber, he says, quotes the Rambam, Lashon the Rambam. So Mati Michol is Eino Get. Otherwise, in the second case, it's now. It Eino Get, Sefer Safek Get. Why? Why? Because, presumably, Yeshlomo de Messiah Datal al Sibazu, Shmamer Svilek Ramban, Lachain Beresh Eno Get, Afilo Hoya Ones Shkiach, Mikol Mokom Lo Meis Mikol Dizet. Oh, so the Resha, he says, the what? It's Eno Get because it didn't die from that, like the Ramban says, not a Kim Atanai. In the Sefer, what should he have said therefore? He should have said what? Vada Megureshes. Should have said Vada Megureshes. Why Vada Megureshes? Because bottom line, what? There was a Kiyam HaTanai. Oh, then he says, wait a second. The Rambam, the Mechaber himself, in the beginning of Kuf Mem Dalet, passing like Shar Poskin, that Ones Lo Shkiach Klal Mivatel Aget. He has a kasha like this. The two separate distinct machlokes which we mentioned before. One is one Rabosai. Is there a Kiyam HaTanai in the situation in which he says, oh, damn, I'm sure to make it short. Is there a key, forget all this for the moment, is there a key matanai where he dies from the lion? Okay? So the three possible sheetahs. Rashi Tosfos says yes, always yes, always a key matanai. Ramban says always no key matanai. And the Yerushalmi says that in the Reisha there's no kiyam, and the Sefer there is a kiyam. All right, with me? Because of the nuance of the Hebrew language. Im mati means machmas, machmas kol izeh, im lo emod means mitoch. That's issue number one. Issue number two. Is a Kiyam HaTanai Ba'ones considered a Kiyam or not? According to Rashi, the answer is no. And the Ramban the Ramban does not address this issue because according to there's never a Kiyam HaTanai anyway. According to the Rishalmi, the answer is that a Kiyam HaTanai Ba'ones presumably is a Kiyam HaTanai. The case of the Sefer. So he has a question against the Shulchan Aruch. But if the Shulchan Aruch passes that Kiyum Atzanai Be'onas Lo Shchich is not considered a Kiyum Atzanai, so why over here in the case of Im Lo Emod Mikol Yizeh and lying eats him up, is it a Safi Megureshes? He should have said it's Vadai Eino Megureshes. He doesn't understand. It should be a Get Bottle. He doesn't understand. Why over here in early in Kufman Dalet he says that if it's a Kiyum Atzanai Be'onas Lo Shchich, that it's not considered a Kiyum Atzanai at all, zero. And over here, it's considered to be at least myself a Kiyum Atzanai. Steer in the Mechaba between Kuf Mem Dalet and here Kuf Mem Hei. It's Shmuel's Kasha, Sikon Yud, with no Teretz. Now, before we get to what a Teretz might be, how do you explain the Suffolk, period? What's going on? What's the Suffolk over here? What's the Suffolk? Either it is or it isn't. What's the Suffolk over here? So Reb Chaim has the following explanation. Reb Chaim says, this is a lumbish explanation. In the case of the Reisha in Mati Michol Izeh, so what is the Kiyum Atzanai? The Misa itself. The Misa itself is Kiyum Atzanai. And he died with a lion. The Kiyum Atzanai, let's be honest. But over here, it doesn't say that. It says, what does it say over here? It says, Reisha Gidich Im Lo Emod Michol Izeh. If I didn't recover, I didn't get better from this disease. Now, one day, 2 days, 3 days, all happened. And he, in fact, didn't get better from the disease. He just didn't get better. Rabosai. He didn't get better. So he didn't get better. So there was a Kiyum Atzanai that he didn't get better. Every day that goes on, there's a Kiyum Atzanai, he didn't get better. All of a sudden, the lion comes and eats him up. So, Reb Chaim explains. The lion eating him up, that doesn't mean the entire Kiyum Atzanai was bonus. All it means is that had it not been for the lying eating him up, there would be a possibility, Rabosai, which will never be able to determine. There would be a possibility that maybe he would have recovered from the illness. We'll never know whether he would have recovered from the illness or not. But in the world of abstract, in the theoretical world, he perhaps would have recovered from the illness, and therefore it's the lion that causes the prevent him from recovering. Or perhaps he wouldn't have recovered from the illness anyway. Okay? So if the Kiyum Atzanai is a death, he died from a lion, so that's not what would have happened. Therefore, it's Eino Get, that's the ratio. But in the Sefer, the Kiyum Atzanai is that he didn't recover. And he already didn't recover for quite a while before the lion. And therefore, you cannot say, Reb Chaim, that the entire Kiyum Atzanai is considered to be bonus, because the Tanai was Bekuyim for quite a while, based upon his lack of recovery. Now, you'll say, that's also an honest. That's exactly what his condition was about. That he's too ill to get better. Oh. So therefore, Reb Chaim suggests, the Rambam said it's something of the question, because we're not prophets. We don't know what would have happened had he not recovered. If, in Eliyahu HaNavi would tell us, that had not been in line, he would have recovered, we would say, Eino Get. But if Eliyahu HaNavi would say that he wouldn't have recovered anyway, so then there was some measure of Kiyum Atzanai before the onus came to pass. Lo Amad. So the get really would have been a get. So Eliyahu HaNavi hasn't appeared yet. So they say something with the Reshes. That's what Reb Chaim has printed in the Chiddushim on Hashas. That's what he says. He's saying Pshat in the Ramba. Would that help answer the Beis Shmuel's Kasha? I don't know. Because the Beis Shmuel's case is also similar. What's the Beis Shmuel's case? Mechaba Kuf Mem Dal at the beginning. Amala, Hareza Gitech Ilo Ovo Toch Lamid Yom. Okay, he says if he makes a get, which will be a get, he won't come within 30 days. Okay, El Shama Amanash Lo Ovo Toch Lamid Yom. The Bava Derech Toch Shloshim Yom. The Chola got sick. Oh, Ikvo Nor, the flood. There was a flood in the river. It's one fourth parrot. Lo Barach Lamid Yom. Hareiz get. Why? He's screaming, I want to come. Chazud asai. Ain't onus begit. That's in the regular onus. I will onus lo shchiach klal. When ochlo ari. Awikisho nochash. Onochlo abayas olav. Lo asik adayto lehasnas olav. Umbevatel get. So the get is no get at all. Why? Because it was eaten by a lion. Now here again, isn't it the same thing? What do you say? Hareiz it. Gitech im lo ovo betok shloshim yom. Right? Allah shalom. Isn't here too? The Kiyum Atzanai was not the onus. just that the question of bittul, right? It's a question of bittul. So here too, what's the difference between kuf mem dalet aleph and kuf mem hey vav? It's exactly the same thing. Yes, Yehuda. Very good. So I think Rav Chaim suggests that in a case where there's a 30-day cutoff, so then we view the entire 30-day period as a kiyum atzmah. In other words, you would view, because he puts a time cap on it, 30-day cutoff, the entire 30 days is considered to be a kiyum atzmah. So we view, it's a kind of a kiyumat, it's a kiyumat tanai biyonsi. Getting eaten up by a lion within the 30 days, that's considered a more of a kiyumat tanai biyonsi, as opposed to the open-ended kufam hei sivov, where we don't consider it that way. We say the kiyumat tanai was in lo emo, and there's no specific time placed upon it. So there was some kind of a kiyumat tanai. Just it could have been mevatel the tanai by getting better. The lion prevented it from happening, because we don't know what would happen otherwise, so it's something. Something along those lines we find in the Chidush of Chaim al-Shas. So therefore, this possibly can answer this question. This is the sugya we have over here. Rabosai, I want to turn my attention now to part two, the three parts of the Shiyan today. This is this first part, was the sugya. The second part is the, again, more about this Vina Get, and all the sugyas of Tos and tonight. And the third part, we'll talk about this a little about marriage. Okay. The Yotz of Aisa. All right. Let's go. So by now you're probably bigger experts than me about all the controversy which happened in the ghetto of Vienna. I'm going to try to go through some of the highlights of this controversy with you. We started with the Marami Lublin. He's the first, the Rosh of Adabrin. He's the one who made the first lengthy tshuva, which he attacked his get. Originally, apparently, the Masada of the Get was the Sma, the God of Ador, was the Masada of the Get, and the Marami Lublin was upset by the Get. Was unhappy with his Get. He said that although there was no verbal Tanai, because now they don't do Tanai anymore, why not? Takonat Abichilmi Paris, nonetheless, it's the equivalent of, as if there were a Tanai, and therefore the Get is no Get. That's what the Maran said. You may remember that we had a question, which we said, this is a question which we saw the Mishnah Siyagal give a teretz. I didn't quite understand what his teretz was. Forget his Tanai. Forget Tanai, no Tanai. We should say the get is a valid get because of the Gemara Nafayim Gimel of Rabbah. Rabbah and Rabbah say, whenever a person makes this guy has a get, even if he made it Tanai, the Maram is saying, as if he made it Tanai. So he'll say, Maram, Naniach, he made it Tanai. So what? The Gemara still says that in these kinds of cases, precisely these kinds of cases, that im omad, we say, eno chozer. Why? Because of afkinu. Let's apply the principle of afkinu over here. So the Mishkanus Yaakov says a line, which I don't understand, why they don't say afkinu. Does anyone figure that line yet? I guess it's a few shot in that line. No? I did find one. Huh?
The Gemara is saying that brother, Rabbi
Rav
only had to come into Afkinu
because he said
that
the Gzera. So, it's a question.
He's saying that if we don't apply the Gzera anymore, therefore
the Gemara would have never answered. Rabbi Rav, that looks like this. Let's assume even Rashi's case. The Rashi referred to a case of Stam. Shchiver Stam, according to Rashi, because we know what he meant. We know what he had in mind. So the Maram Lublin's case should be no better than that. Right? Should we know better than that? So it could be that the Mishnah Yaakov is as follows. The Bosai. According to Shitas Rashi, if Parish, if he said explicitly, if he'll die, he won't die, you know, the regular normal Nosukh Ma'am Shimra that Shmuel has later on, then we don't say Afkinu, then for sure it works. Right? That's Mefurish in the Gemara Nafai and Hey. So maybe the Mishnah Yaakov means as follows. A normal case of Shchimra, where Rabbi and Rava say that we say Afkinu and the get is going to be a get in any event, is where nothing was said. The man is sick. He realizes that he may die. He knows about this brother. You're not going to believe it. Yesterday I was in L.A. A woman comes to me. She has to speak to me about a matter, a different important matter. What is it? This case. Her husband died with no children. And there's a brother somewhere in Virginia who, and what's with this chalitza story? She said, she heard about it in L.A. Has chalitza ever happened? I told her, I was just at a chalitza last month. I said, yeah, it really does happen. And we have to try to arrange it as a fellow. Maybe she'll come to Baltimore. We're trying to figure out, we're trying to help her. Who's going to explain to my brother-in-law, who is not firm at all about this? I told her, give me some advice. But these problems come up in real life, really. So her husband would have wanted to avoid this problem. He was very sick. Could have given her a divorce to avoid this chalitza problem, which I don't know what the resolution will be. It's a serious issue. So if he said nothing, just that, you know, he understands his responsibility on his own. So then the Chazal say that the get is a good get, even in a case, according to Rashi, in a case where he said nothing, the get would be a valid get. But over here, perhaps we could argue, Rashi says, if he said beferish, in this, he made a specific t'nai, then of course the get is no get. It's perish. No one's going to make a mistake of get rachamis. And the Rashi said beferish. So maybe the Mishkanes Yaakov means that in this case, since according to the Rabbi Lublin, there was in effect a t'nai. How is there a t'nai? Because originally the Tzara Isha came to the man and said, listen, we want you to give the get, and of course if you survive there'll be a remarriage, and they went through all this, and it's like the Gemara has in from the Matzias and with the Tosfos. You don't say Pitunim Mili Bealma with the initiative is clear and coming from the other side, and on that basis he did it. So therefore it's considered as if he actually said it. And as if he actually said it, if you see this Rashi, then Mamat Choser. That could be pshat what the Mishnah Siakov's one line may mean, I'm not sure. But the Marabi then threw in a real humdinger. He said, you know why he thinks you don't say Afghan over here? You know why? Because it was done by Orma. It was done from the beginning with a very crooked approach. From the very beginning they intended to fool the guy. And he says, Rabbanan were not mafkir kiddushin to aid and abet criminals who were fooling people. And therefore, that for that reason he suggests to Maram al-Ablin that the Afghan Rabbanan would not work in this case. In other words, even if you are like Rashi or like Tosfos or like any of the other Shidas of Rishonim, it doesn't make a difference. There's no Afghan in this case because of the chicanery, the trickery that was pulled on this innocent fellow. That's what he suggests. That's a long 16-year-old. Along the lines of the Tosfos and Lamed Gimel, I think. He doesn't quote it. That's what he thinks it means. The guy's pulling a shtick. You don't say Afghanu to be Matam Amzerim. Here too, they're pulling a shtick to fool a poor 16-year-old. This is in critical condition. That's not nice. They never met Afghanu in this kind of a circumstance. That's what I think. He also claims, and this is hotly contested in point of fact, that the people, the Masadar Aget, didn't go through the correct procedure. There really was no Kherim, there was no Knat, they said they would do it, they really didn't do it, in which case, it's Mamash Atos. Why mean Atos? Because, again, Atos with facts on the ground. He was told, the 16-year-old, that the procedure that was gone through was the standard procedure, standard operating procedure, SOP they call it, and it's not true. They didn't do what the standard operating procedure was. And they write back, very fiery, Shekha Mukhlat, they say, about how can the Rambam say something about the Sma, the God of Ador? How can he listen to these false accusations against one of the Gedolei Yisrael? Who we're not going to be able to figure out the facts, that's for sure now. We can't figure out these facts. We can't. Some claim that in the Chuvas Maram, that the Cheirim and the Knas were made after the Get. Not before the get, they should have been made. Tanam Rabbi Chilmi Pariz made the kishur and knas and the cheirim before the get. Otherwise, he'll give the get and then say, "No, thank you, I won't do it." So that was again hurled an accusation against the smad. How could you say that against him? The Gadol Hador did it right. Don't falsely accuse him, etc., etc. But let's go back to the original point. Doesn't the Rambam have a good proof? Because we left off on Tuesday. Doesn't have a good proof from the Gemara and the Tosfos above the Tzias Amavod that there is an effect of Tanai over here. Let's chazer again. Tosfos is in Samavam Bava Matzia. But although the Gemara says Pitumim Mili B'Alma, that's a case in which a man decided to give a get on his own because he was sick, and then he gives a correct, and then she says, "Don't worry, I'm yours. If you survive, I'm yours." So the get would have been given anyway. She needs everything first. That's when the get is Pitumim Mili. The get is a get no matter what. But if she had said it first, then according to the Maram Lublin, that's considered to be a proper t'nai. Very hard to overcome this proof. Very hard. The Machne Ephraim, who was a neutral party over here, he's living somewhat later, he wasn't involved in this whole dispute, thinks the Maram Lublin is right. And the only way to overcome the Maram Lublin is the way Chaim suggests this. This is what the Machne Ephraim says. By saying that the issue is t'nai kofel. That if the Maram Lublin is right, that Tosis is saying that although he never made it tonight, but since she originally said on her side that I'm going to be a remarriage, so his get stam is considered a get out tonight. But it's not considered a get out tonight with a tonight kofel. That far not. So who? This is a Gemara. Rabbi Mitzvah is going to man diyama. You don't need tonight kofel. You all know about tonight kofel, right? We saw it a few times already. We have to discuss it at length in the upcoming weeks. The meat of the sugars in this parrot. But the machlok is tanoim. So the Gemara in Samachlok is going to the Fiatana that says, you don't need a Tanai kof. So therefore, this Tanai has a valid Tanai, though he didn't enunciate, she didn't, he did it on the basis of her enunciation. But we pass in Halacha, perhaps, that you need Tanai kof to get. And therefore, there's no Tanai kof over here, so we can ignore what's said by the woman in advance, and therefore the get is an absolutely valid get. Why? Because any t'nai which is not given, they go to the ruler. What's it in? T'nai botel u'maisa kayom. So I said, Machne Ephraim in defense of the sma, said that Machne Ephraim is right. He's right, but the only issue is the issue of t'nai kofel. This is how the Machne Ephraim says. Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Jumping your gun. Wait a minute. Once we're in the Sukkah of Bava Metzia, you look in there in the Tosis suggests, Rav Osai, that the Gemara in Bava Metzia, some above, argues with Rav Huna on our daf. Rav Huna on our daf says that im omad chozer, right? In general terms, it's always the omad chozer. So what are you tumbling over there? Pitumemila, no Pitumemila. Just say, that Tosis Kasha over here, which Tosis rejects the Rashi, here and I am based on the base, based on this Kasha. And Bava Metzia give a very simple answer. Machlokas Asugis. Don't slug up Rav Huna, Rashi's Tana Rav Huna, based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's a Machlokas Asugis. Tosis in Bava Metzia writes Beferish in Sam Avav, that the Gemara there goes against Rav Huna. So the kasha that Tosfos here asks against Rashi is no kasha. That's what he says. Fine. I also pointed out to you the expression pshita that Tosfos quotes here is not found in the Gemara. If you look it up, not there. Point out I should have called the Meloha Roan. In the back of our Gemara, the Meloha Roan says that the Tosfos made a mistake. They quoted the word pshita, which doesn't there. It's not pashut at all. It's absolutely not Pasha, because after all, she has no ability to make a Tanai, and the Chiddush, that what he says based on the Tanai might not be Petunim Mila, is still not a Dava Pashut, and he has Bechla, doesn't like our Tosfos. If you look in the Meloha Roan, you'll see that. Okay. Now, let's go a little further. There's a Gemara in the fourth parak, which I asked you to see, which relates clearly directly to this Gemara. Let's turn to Memvav, I think. Memvav. Do me a favor, maybe. Thank you. Memvav. Interesting case. What happened? A man divorces his wife, thinking that she's an islandess, never. Mishum islandess. Okay? Rashi Shalom Hikibok Shakinsa. We call him to get another Moshe Bilas Nus, Ubala Shem Kiddushin. So a get is required. If you don't marry, lo yachzir, can never take her back. Come home, yachzir. Nisis liyachir. V'hoyu lo bonim, amen. Wait a minute. Bonim? What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? You bet she's not an island. Unless she had a sorry name, a miracle, but that hasn't happened since then. So she has bonim now, but she never was an island, really. She has symptoms of it, but it was a mistake. Mistake diagnosis. Tito Vask Subas, all of a sudden, she decides that, hey, she wants to withdraw from the first husband. Homer Abiyuda, shh, Shomala, shh, Shtikusayich, Yofami Diburayich, Shashtil. What do you mean, Shashtil? Because if you're going to ask for the Ksuba, the person will say, Ksuba? Your kids? What? Get Betos! Shh, Shah. Rabosai, are we guilty here of a cover-up? I think in Yevamos, if he shaskis anan mi shaskinon, what do you mean? We'll tell him to keep quiet. But point of the fact, it's like a get betos. What's going on over here? It's a get betos. No, he thought that she was an Alice, and she really is not an Alice. She really is not an Alice. She's really not an Alice at all. That's the question. Serious problem? The Torah says over here right away. Omolosh tikusay ropim iti barayach vim tomar vim hi shoska nami shaskinon kosa mesechim yivam asamachay. That expression. By nisis l'reviv hayula bonim. The Torah has no children. She married the first, the second, the third, not sorry, the fourth. Whoa, I just came from California. And woman's married six times. And the remember said the rabbi told us six times she had to get two, and two were goyim, and the other two was a problem. And all these cases, whatever we talk about here in Shia is nothing compared to what we get here in California. You name it, it happens. Unbelievable. That's the whole discussion. Except for 3 hours with the rabbanim there. Most of the, I think more than half the time was discussing these kinds of questions. Oh. Yeah. The Eshlomar, the host of Nami Satoshis, Lohavi El Alaz. It doesn't really mean it's a get betos there either. Dostam Girsha, below Hisna, no conditions. No conditions. Satoshis is over here, it's never considered a real get betos. Mamish, it's only a matter of Laz. Why isn't it a get betos? Presumably the person gives a get unconditionally. But the problem is unconditionally. Unconditionally means there's no get, not the Vatla B'Toros, Tanai. We already pointed out a few times that there's a difference in Tanai and Tos. As you saw, the Marma Kamis, never happened? No? Okay, I guess it's passed from hand to hand. So you all saw that the distinction exists between past shortcomings and future. Okay? So here too, what do you mean? He gave a get with no conditions, but it's clearly a past shortcoming. It's a problem. So why isn't it a get for Tos? So here is Tos suggests as follows. There we say, in the case of Masechti Yevamos Sanochei Amud Beis. So we say like this. Bringing the first wide line of Tosis. Habla nasake nami hosis lo yachzir shlo yelaz kida talking hocha. Umashani elevane balavachi afilu laz leka. Tahash tuhu the boris. Aha. She just now got better. In Yevamos Samachay, she wasn't an islandess. She had infertility problems. Now a fourth husband, she has a child. So he can't say, had I known that she would have had a child, I wouldn't have divorced her. What do you mean? If I would have known that the stock would go down, I wouldn't have sold it. Give me my stock back. You can't make such a statement in the future tense. If I would have known it's the future, I wouldn't have done so. That's ridiculous. Only a past tense. But in the case of Yevamos Samachay, it could be a future tense. Maybe she was in fact infertile when you divorced her, and then she got better somehow. She had a fair fortune. So since there was no toast in the present in that case, and Yivam Samach and the base. It's only a matter of laws. And we say it's not even a laws. We say it right now that she got better. But then he can't collect the silver because at the time you divorced her, when he divorced you, in fact you were infertile, so he couldn't, didn't have to give you the silver. But that's impossible. If she had children at the end, shows it was a mistake. In fact, why? The lack of laws. Why? Look at this now. Kevan the tikkun de lo yachzir, which means they made a special takana of our Mishnah. If a man divorces his wife because of the islands, they make a special takana. Listen, mister. We know that there are false diagnoses of islands. And we're telling you that no matter what, your divorcing of this is final. And they have to know if somebody's, you know, stand. Final. No return. A no return policy. This is final. No return. This marriage cannot be revived again. Finished. Over, no matter what happens in the future. So then, if you say explicitly that even if it's a false diagnosis, that he's given again under that understanding, because of that takana, the halacha is different. That's the sugya over here. So what do you see from the sugya, l'chora? L'chora, you see from this sugya, the way I understand the sugya, that if it's a future, again, the same distinction between past facts on the ground and something which may be a future projection. In the case, we're not for the takana. If you divorce the woman because she's an islandess and turns out she has children, the get will be a get bottle of Amish because it's based on a mistaken fact. In the case in which she was infertile and she had children from the fourth husband later on, the get was not considered to be a get bottle. Why not? Because we assume that at that time she was infertile and she became fertile later on. She was able to have children later on. Alright? That's what it says. Now how does all this impact upon us? How does it affect us at all? This sugya. So the Maharam Lublin throws this sugya into the hopper. Shtiku sachem hamidi b'raicha. But Anias Daiti, and I'm telling you, I promise certain other Rabbanim are saying, l'chor, you can only say shtiku sachem hamidi b'raicha in a case in which Ikir Adin, I'll leave out Laz. Ikir Adin, it's only if there's a mistake in the facts on the ground. Okay? Then we'd say the get might be a get button. The case of Yavama Sav Samache, where the Gemara asks Akasha of Anan Mishaskina, right? There, it's only an issue of Laz, because, as I said before. So Shtikusayach Yafami Diburayach. On a Ikir Adin basis only applies if there's a mistake on the ground, facts on the ground at the moment the get is given. If, however, there's some kind of a mistake concerning a future event, then the Ikir Adin, there's no problem, the get is a valid get, and the issue is an issue of laws. So laws is only a laws, it's not an Ikir Adin government, it's only a laws. Nonetheless, obviously the Chazal are concerned about laws. The sugya according to Tosfos is a sugya of discussing laws, and therefore the poskim throw in this idea of shtiku sarek afim b'diburayek in the case of the get mivina as well. But look, let's chazer it again. If they dupe the guy, so then it's fact to get betos livat tanai. But if they didn't dupe him, just say, at the end, double-crossed him, right? They double-crossed him, but the everything was done according to the official protocol, the standard operating procedure, and it was double-crossed at the end, then lechora we should say, look, the get is a valid get, because at the time there was no toes and facts on the ground. Later on, the worst-case scenario would be a laz, and I don't know, should we say that a woman shouldn't get remarried because of a laz? That's a laz, so be a laz. You try to avoid the laws, but not that a woman should be prevented from remarrying the pashtus because there is a laws.
In the case
right.
Then we say
it's a get betos. So lechora, this sugin of menavav should be irrelevant to the case of the vina get. Why? Because if it's a mistaken fact, you don't need the sugya so much. We know a mistaken fact is a toast. And if it's only a mistaken in the future with a double cross, then the chora, the kedusha, the get the toast proper doesn't apply. Elamai laz may apply. All right, so maybe that's what they're driving at. They say even if there's this kind of a circumstance, we should say laz. Oh, we should always worry about laz. Okay. You see, from the Gemara here with the Tosfos, we're always worried about laws. So we should be worried about laws here too. That I'll concede. I'll concede that we should worry about laws. Laws is a problem. Laws is a problem.
That's only until from the beginning. The end seems to change
and say what?
Say that really, no, there really would be a problem here. But that would mean that in our case, there's the case in that when he got married, agreed.
Right.
But really, there would be a problem of
loss. But would it be a problem of tolls or be a problem of loss? Is it tolls even in a future case?
I guess not. Islands is not
a future case. Islands is really a past case. So therefore, had it not been for the special Takanas Chazal, we might have said it to get for tolls much. I agree. But if it's a future double cross, I would say it's not considered to be tolls. It's most the equivalent of a. Of it tonight. Now, we're going to come back to Rav Moshe Shuvas about Lazen, and in a few minutes after we see it in Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, let's take a look together. Okay? The Bach, I mentioned to you already last time, you saw that you should have seen the Bach on the start of the tour, says that he met the Maram. Well, that's in the Shuvas, and that's in the Bach here, right? He met the Maram. And he told him he's wrong, and the proof that he's wrong is because he wrote up the get. And had it been a tanai, you have to keep the get because we're afraid that maybe, what? Although he said me'akshav, it really means what? Sho'achas kodem misos. That's what he says. Fine. If you look at the Pische Tshuva here, in this Simon Kuf Mem Hei, same Simon word before, Sipkot Vov, there's a discussion of this issue. Those who have it should put them aside. Read a few brief excerpts. Okay. This is as follows. The Beis Shmuel says, look at the Tshuva Maram Lublin Kuf Chavez, the Kol Chachme Hador Kol Kanolam. Ayin Bach, the type of Kuf Melches, Masas Binyamin Ayin Hey. I'm going to have a copy of that over here. Goni Basroi Nunboy, that's the Smash Tshuva. So the Yehuda got involved. Mishkan is Yaakov. The Maram Lublin b'zayishim is sold musud b'shas of poskim. Lachen koshem od lahokla b'nizel afir l'shuk. Afim tirtzul avar acheir v'lamad v'onesh. V'chol ha-mishtadlin b'zel l'natik mosoros ha-zivug b'neihem korni aleihem. N'sheyamim t'garshun. U'machnisim l'atzim b'onesh godul ayin shom. And again, the Kusher agrees. Kosh a little v'chalutin. Divi Maram Lublin. He goes to a question of the discussion of the Chayim and the Chazari and the Atil of Alma, Knas, go the whole story. Then he's the base man. Hovare divya chokan maram lublin emes. Shekavonas tikkun shel Rechili Paris, lohoya al derech shapirish iu, kimavu ba devrayim, ubi marsho sov git, now we saw. Im kol ze, lo matzasi b'chol divya achokin, yishuv maspik al tanas maram lublin. Mashach richol l'ferush, and there's one, the toast above the Metzir Samavah. There's no way out. No. So we're stuck. Zulas, there's only one way out. Machmas shamasader yeforish lo, shenosin aget beferush below shum tnai. Oh. Part of the seder aget is that he asked the Baal, do you agree to give the get without a tnai whatsoever? That's mefurish in the seder at seder given, that it's given without any condition. And that saves the day. Saves the day. That is, the husband is told, are you giving the get without any condition? It's found in the Sif Yudalit, in the Seder Get of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'm giving the get below Shem Onas Utnai. I saw in the Bezna of America, the first paragraph. Are you willing to give the get unconditionally? And he says, yes. Oh. So comes along, this is the main point of the thrust of the Bach and the Tshuva and other swarms. What do you mean? There's a Tanai that he said originally. Even if we're willing to concede, Rabbosai, that the Maraimah Lublin is correct, Medina de Gemara, that was when he was Megarish Stam. But now there's Megarish explicitly, Belishim Tanai. So even if we'll say that there was a religion that he wasn't Tanai, based on his response to the offer of the other side to divorce and remarry, but at the last moment, when it's I'm giving the get Belishim Tanai, the Tanai is Batal. Even if there had been a Tanai until that moment, the Tanai is Batal. So right to base Meir. But then he throws in, the Af Bazeh Adayin Dvorim Bego Kimbuva Maram Lublincha. That's a very, you don't know what that means. Maybe his case was some fake Arai, but in a normal case, he doesn't see anything wrong with it, Lachorah. Lachain there, this Ayatim Nirosh Tov Namish and Masada Yaforish Lo Sha'af Zeh Yala Bedato Sha'af Im Tivgod Bo Ha'isha. If she will, what's Tivgod mean? She'll betray him. She'll marry someone else, a boyfriend. Oh, she tears to leave the naknas and she'll marry someone else, a boyfriend. She'im kolzeh who sover v'kibel and megarish v'chalutin v'lishum tonight. You have to say so explicitly. Uchvamatzasi to say for Rav Michlov Rav Yusvish. That's the seder I get, which is printed in the back of every regular Shulchan Aruch. After Kuf Nadal, the seder I get of the Mechav and the Ramoch. Then, in the regular Shulchan Aruch page, I and the Seder get Rishon with Rav Michlov Rav Yusvish, the Kiddush of Krakow, which is the way he says, Beferish. I asked you to look it up. What was it? Simon what? Lamed Ches. This is on page I and Amid Beis, the standard Shulchan Aruch, where, what do we do? He says, Afim Yivgod Ezenem Bechavero, for years of the Kabbalah of Achem of Knatz, and to marry somebody else. Yeah, get gomer. The low bederach asmach, the bederach shas get beyond. So you spell it out. You spell it out to Farish. That's the way to guarantee that the get will be a valid get no matter what. We said to Farish, even if there'll be a double course. Aye, you make such a piske tshuva. If you shloch l'shay al piat v'ar ma'elu, you tarav dato. He won't give the get. He'll lose his mind. And if that the yosa hogan vaday legorish al tnai. Beloshin anal, shu borrow and he is dying. Yosu Hagen, vayel legarish, give it all tonight. What do you do if he's a kohen? If I ask you, sorry, lamed ches, he's a kohen. A kohen, you can't say, oh, don't worry. If you get better, you'll remarry her. A kohen doesn't marry a grusha. So what do you do with a kohen? So they say, give it all tonight. Never. A kohen shchimera, give the get out tonight. So that's what you do also in this kind of situation. So right, see. The base mayor, as cited by the Pisket Shuvah. Okay? And what kind of Tanai? What language is the Tanai? What Tanai do you make if you have to give it Tanai? So here's the problem. So if you look, if the kids are Nimrods, they're not going to be the whole thing. In the Pisket Shuvah, Simon Kuf Mem Hey, Sivkoton Aleph, quite a lengthy piece. He's bothered with the issue is here. A get out tonight. And what's the issue? The machlokas a poskim, that's the Suganayim Gimel. Whether any shchimer is a get me'achshav imati, does it mean me'achshav mamish? Or does it mean what? Shah achas kolon miso. Exactly the 2 days in Tarsus and Rashi Tarsus and I'm Gimel on the base. So what's the difference? Who cares? As long as it works. Not so simple. If, as we said before, it's Sharachas Kodem Misasi, you may not rip up the get in the interim. That's the assumption. Well, we suggested maybe really with the evidence, just a little rip wouldn't pass, as we suggested. But it's another consideration. Where must the get be? That's a lengthy discussion in the Pirkei Tshuva. We suggest that in case you're going to say that the get is really Chal, Sharachas Kodem Misasi, not only must the get be around in the world, Sharachas Kodem Misasi, before the man dies, but where else must the get be? What else? The get must be in her hand or in her yard. Has to be in her rishus. Otherwise, it probably be called kolsa kinyana, which we spoke about yesterday. So we can have hamapkid, the beginning, and other sources as well. Now, because of these problems of get betos, rachman al islam, there are certain protections that have been instituted by Gedolim over the generations. One of them is found by SBC in Seder Aget Sif Pei Aleph. The Ramos is over there as follows. The Rama says the Yishal Harav Achar Aksuba, Vishet Tavzel Lebal Aksuba, Otim Cholo Kadesh Lo Yavo Achar Kakli De Tat Makos Aksuba, Vishet Yomer Abal Amanas Ken Lo Girsha Hatama Sasikos Vishet Amarimim. The Marimim said that you have to take care of the financial problems before the get is given. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid. He's going to later on say, "Hey, I didn't mean it. I thought I wouldn't have to give her the ksuba. Now that she's different for the ksuba, had I known I'd give her a ksuba, I never would have divorced her. It would be motzi laz on the get. And to prevent that, we have to be meichel the ksuba in advance." If you look in the Seder Aget of Rav Michul, Rav Yosefish, we quote this, this is in Reish Yudches. He has another line in Reish Yudches. This is found here on page Ayin Beis in the standard Shulchan Aruch. Not only does he say about the Ksuba, it's a Reish Yudches. Reish Yudches, he says, "As here in Arav, Shalo Yukshurim Biyachad B'Shum Dover, Achim Yesh is a Chilukim Beinayan," I think you should say, "Yispashru," I think it's a typo, "Ohavayim, Okrovayim, Al Kochim." He's kashu for kids. No, yukshurim. He's pashu. If they can't resolve everything today, it's out of our hands. Let some third parties be involved. We're not involved anymore. Why? Same thing. If there's some kind of financial entanglements, so the husband will say, "If I would have known that these financial entanglements would have been resolved different than I imagined, and they would have given a get." Once again, the chashash of las. Comes to Moshe, Zichron Levracha, in two tshuvas back to back, which are absolutely frightening. What are the two tshuvas about? There was a divorce, and after the divorce was over, the wife's side started reneging on certain guarantees that were given before the get. What happened is an interesting case. The first case is an interesting case.
What is it?
This is an Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Simon Kuf Tes Vav and Kuf Tes Zayin. What happened in Kuf Tes Vav? A woman had a kind of monetary claim of $1,000. The first stop is a monetary claim which the woman has after the get has already been given. Says Rav Moshe, the claim is no claim. Why is it no claim? He says as follows. Ike chazaka sh'asu kein ha-bezdin, that the bezdin said no claims. V'chol bezdin sheba'olam lo yishmu af sheyesh b'yod ha-shtoros ha-chayuvim mitzat sh'yadua l'chol bezdin ba'olam shekema sh'nizgashu kvar en shum tviyas. So every bezdin in the world is going to tell her to forgive all of her tviyas before the get will be given. And therefore you can't go to secular court either. Chas v'shon go to lawyers. Huh? That's a tshuva. Next tshuva is a story, some case in Toronto and Eretz Yisrael, a complicated case where they promised that they would let the divorce go through the civil court. Now her side would refuse to give the get to the lawyer in Toronto. It can't be civilly divorced now. He wants $1,000. Is it $1,000 in Tashin Chalvei? That was money. So, 1962, something. He says, "You're not entitled to $1,000 because once the get is already given, you're forgiving all the possible claims. You have no more claims." And then he goes further. Frightening statement. Ulai is batal aget chas v'shalom. She'anachnu sadish lo nosan aget ele mitzad haftach haseinu. Shuchla yedei zeh lahasik agerish in darkos. The civil divorce. Shemit aviyah yishlo yakev. Adavi yisayru. That was the deal. Came and Shemakim Shemlo Yodei Yaakov Baruch Shlo Yenosin Aget. The middle of the whole klum, Mashama Shuvulo Tnai. Nimsa Sheish Gam Chdinach Shas Gadol Im Yaakov Agerish in Darkos. Sheget the Apostle Chash Mamzeres Al Abanim Shetel Chas Hashem. What's he talking about? Sounds like the Maram Elublim. No, sounds like Moshe is worried about the Maram Elublim over here. There was a get Belishim tonight, and Adali the Masada said with no tonight, and Moshe is sitting here worried. Maybe it's considered a get for tonight. Strange. That's number one. What makes it a little bit stranger, but Moshe is another tshuva, I think I asked this, you know? Chela Gimel, what's the case? Chela Gimel, I remember. Was it on the Merchan?
Yeah.
Simon what? I forgot. Lamed Zayin. Chelek Gimel Simel Lamed Zayin. A woman has a tefiyah to husband in court after the gerushin. She wants money. Shmuel Rabbi Feld in Toronto. He says no. Close the same Ramah. She's Michael all the things. But he says, even if she didn't, the get is still a valid get. Why? Look at this unbelievable claim. The husband knows about the law of the land. He should have made a condition. Look at his kiddushin of mem tes. You don't need always like the rat a little bit. You don't need the tonight kofel by an ansade. Avokevin shlo choshes lahasnos ze chazinan shohoya lo tam shlohoya choshes lezer ulash choshes lahashaber ishar beretz Yisrael other time, and therefore since he didn't make a tonight. Varai gama bedat li tnaget afshik chashash ze ven yechol levat laget afshik tovas tovas shenu chayim. After to vast onsho, but in haemes shelo yada shetuchal latava b'dini amedina ike chashash gadol al get and he is dieti. Avam mistamesh lano litlos she yada b'dini amedina v'nyachol levat al get. Rav Moshe is a wild idea. This is found in earlier poskim too. Whether it's a problem or not a problem, it's like this: if the husband could have known that the possibility of a double cross, he should have made a condition. And the fact that he didn't make a condition means he's giving it unconditionally. But if the husband was tremistic, he knew nothing about any possibilities of civil courts, he knew nothing about it, then he's saying that the get might be an invalid get. Amazing, amazing children of Ramash. So I don't understand, it seems to contradict Chelek Dalet. In Chelek Dalet, the guy knew all too well about double cross. What happened over there? He's having this argument about they're haggling, and for $1,000 if you want. Well, he didn't know about the possibility of a double cross. I mean, obviously they hate each other. So he should have made it tonight. The Chorav Moshe Svar and Chelek Gimel should work in Chelek Dalet as well. That's what I think over here. That's as far as this truth. But I, another problem. Rav Moshe used the expression in Chelek Dalet Kuf Tazayin, "Shtiku Sayach Yofa Midiburaya." We thought that only applies to mistakes, you know, of the past, right? The tolls in the past, not in the future. I don't know. It's another shayla.
That's only
Moshe
had a good claim, isn't it? He didn't know she had such a good claim.
He didn't know
she would
have caught.
You think I didn't know there's such a
type of
claim? If I already know there's such a
type of
claim,
I wouldn't have given
him
the gift. I don't think that means that, because in Chelek Dalet, he just says that since he's gone to court, since the husband, the father of the girl, is going to court asking for $1,000, which he probably said before he wouldn't do, so she said, "Shtiku sati al mi dibureich." So you say, a toast. He didn't know that the guy can go to court and go back on his word. Everyone knows that a guy can go back on his word. And they have to be such a smart person to figure that out. It's hard to imagine that. Now the truth is, this a similar idea of whether he knew, he could have, it's found in the Pisken Tshuva on that Seder Aget. Take a look. Sukkotin Lamed Vav. On that very same paragraph. They have to see. Sukkotin Lamed Vav, Sukkotin the Maram Al-Shikh. What is the story? Amazing story. The guy was far away, and he was afraid that he wanted to divorce his wife. I should be a nagun otherwise. So he didn't have to pay the ksuba. So he made a deal. He'll give the wife a get, but on the condition that the woman takes the ksuba and puts it in escrow, gives it to the rabbi, so that it will be uncollectible. What did this lady do? Oh, this is the side of the wife. They pulled a fast one. What did they do? They gave the ksuba to the trustee. It's true. And he assumed that it was mechilas haksuba. But what did she do? She was mosa modah in front of two edim. That was she's given the ksuba into escrow and in the hands of the trustee is machmas ones shlo tishar aguna. And that's what they gave the ksuba. And with the sugya of modah, if you're mosa modah and you have a kind of an ones which is we'll have to get to that sort of onus later on. Not a complete onus, because after all, what's the onus? It's a remain in Aguna. That's not really a full onus, the guy's a gun to you, but still, it's a shtickle and onus. And therefore, she later on said she wants a ksub. So the Maram Al-Shuk said, wait a minute. If this is the case, a get betos. Why is it a get betos? Tax on the ground! He didn't know about this Moldova. He thought, he was told, that the ksub was given over to the trustee, she was Michael the ksuba. On that basis, he gave the get. It turned out it was a fake. She wasn't really Michael. That's a serious claim. That's a mistaken facts on the ground. Says the Maram Al-Shuk. But then he says, no. It's not a mistake. Why not? First reason he gives, he says, because he knows about this politics back and forth, he threatens her to be an aguna. Havle la suke adaite, shevadai tase mesiras modo machmas oneze. Vahoyalo la hasnos in mashalia, vestesinas aget. What? Maram Al-Shuk is saying, it's a long answer of Moshe. He should have made it tonight. That in case she's fooling him, the get is no get. I don't understand. If I went to the store and I bought a car, and the car, like we said on the radio 2 days ago, that I'm in the showroom and the engine catches on fire. So I should have said, now that it's on the radio, so if it happens to me tomorrow, I should have, listen, mister, CBS carried it on Monday. So you should have made a condition with me that the engine catches on fire on the way out of the showroom at the Mecca or no Mecca. Huh? You sold me a car with an engine which is catching on fire. That should be considered a mekach tos. I'm mechuyav to make conditions about a mekach tos? What am I drawing here? If it's a mistake and facts on the ground, I have to make a condition? I don't understand. But Yaakov, this week's pasha, talk about the pasha. Yaakov married Leah. He knew that love was the biggest crook in the world. He should have made a condition. But in case you're Leah, yeah, we're not married. The Pasha says it's a condition to us. The famous example I give in the poskim. What's the ultimate condition to us? Wanted to marry Rachel but him to slay him. The wrong woman. I had a guy who loved an Arami as a crook. The burden of making condition as on a victim is blame the victim. Oh, a modern term. It's blame the victim. Blame the victim. He should have known he's going to be victimized. He should have made a condition. Why? It's a mistake in the facts on the ground. And how do you define this? You would know you're going to be victimized. I don't understand how you can go with this. It's not so simple. Not so simple at all. This chiddush, very complicated. Now, what's the case of the? We're going to try to go over a little bit. Let's just mention the case of the Dinas Adam today. Mentioned on Sunday. I want to complete this whole Indian, and I want to start, finish everything. So maybe Monday will be new Marvel Comics. Okay, new Sugi Monday. Believe that. Yes, you do. Good, but he was upfront. I'm extorting money for you. I'm upfront. I'm not fooling you at all. She was devious. So she was devious, so she did a toll, so that's a condition, it's a get for tolls. I should assume, and therefore it's not considered a toll, I should assume it happened? Would you buy a used car from Richard Nixon? That was a big, if I did buy a used car from Richard Nixon, and it turned out that it gave the end quantify, well, you should have known it was Tricky Dick, and everyone has been, so therefore the car, so the sale is a good sale? That's not what I mean, you fooled me, so I should have known you're going to fool me, I should make a, I don't know, blaming the victim. There's no gun here. She'll be in the guna. I'm not going to kill you. She'll be in the guna. I'm saying, but so, a man of Mokhir to give a get. I mean, maybe he is, but not necessarily. So she'll be in the guna. I'm not blaming the woman. I'm just saying they get to get the toes. I mean, what she did was very nice, but the chore, I don't see the Maram Al-Shuk blaming the victim. Yeah, so I want to tell you, and I'm not worried about it. Because if she does, it'll be a get the toes, and it won't be roughly valid. I should have known. I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham. that I know that if she does, there's a mistaken fact on the ground, that it's betos. What do you mean? A guy buys a house, and the next day he finds out that the roof, there's no roof. I wasn't looking before. There's no roof. No roof. So should have looked to the roof. I mean, it's a total toll. So the Binas Adam talks about this. You look in the Pische Tshuva back in Kuf Lamed Dalet Sifkot and Aleph. He talks about similar situations of tolls. Here also the Get Mivina. He talks about the Get Mivina. Don't about Sroin and Beis. The whole business, okay. But he makes reference to the Binas Adam. What's the case? Interesting case in Binas Adam. I hope some of you saw it. Very interesting case. What happens? A man gave a get to his wife, and before the get, they agreed that she's going to give him certain chafot. Okay? Let's say she's giving certain silver items. Now he finds silver plated. She duped him. Duped him. What's it in? So right away he says it's get me vina. What get me vina? What get me vina? It's the Pesach Shuvah. What kind of get me vina? It's not the get me vina. The get me vina is a double cross after the get. That's why everyone argued the Marav Lublin. Here, it's simply a mistaken fact before the get. Before you to turn around. He says, what kind of get me vina? The Chor Nidon Zed, the Pesach Shuvah says, Lo Dami Lidahas, the Sham, Gamla Fi Dimri Abal, Hakisha Bechayim, Lo Vin Sinas Chemashkoinas, Chiyakul Yisus Ezeb, Choshev Ki'ilu Hisna, Al Toponim, Kuinin Tanai Lahaba. I'm reading the Pesach Shuvah now, towards the end of Sukkot Aleph, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Lahaba. Was there Shapir Kosu, Kemash Nas, and Acha Kacha, get the Ferish below Shem Tanai, Bittel Tanai Rishon. Abul Heka Sha'amru, Labal Shekvarish Nishukhafot and Mishlaimus, Fikimu Atanai Shekpurah Mitchila, Bazer Ain Shemel Kocham Imashan Achakach, Shenosin Below Tanai, Loma Shemavatl Tanai Rishon. I'm a battle of Tanai Lahaba. Now the Shahabar. What's going on? He quotes the Maram Alshuk said this in the case where she duped him on the Tzuk. And even the Maram Alshuk said at the end differently. Maybe his reasons wouldn't apply in this particular case. That's the issue over here. That's the issue over here. So this leads now to another issue. And I'll just mention that I want to go to part three of the shiur for a few minutes. And that is, there's a famous Gemara in Daf Lama we saw once before, Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Gilui died to the Begita Lav Milsa. How far does that extend? We'll have to see Mitzvah on Sunday. A tremendous dispute between the Binas Adam with the Maharit, with the Rav Yitzchak Elchanan got into the action. All this, how far do we go with this? How far do we go with the principle of Gilu Data Begita Lav Milsa? The case in the Gemara and the Lamed Aleph and Aleph was the case over there. Remember the case? He said Baruch Atov Ameitiv, right? But there, Abosai, he originally had authorized to give him the get for Leib Shalem. Here, we're saying that he's expressed explicitly that he was giving the get only because he's assuming that he was given a silver, what's called 24 carat gold piece. Turns out it's only 2 carats, so they fooled him. So that's Gilui Data, would you say that's also Gilui Data to that Milsa or not? That's a tremendous machlokas in the poskim. Has to do with that Ran, which we haven't seen yet, the Acherim, with the Hagar on the side. How do you reconcile the Ran and Gilui with the Ran and Kiddushin? That's what we're talking about, Hashem. We start the Shir on Sunday. And the Pesach Tshuva's Kasha is a very good Kasha. There's one Ha'orala, which just for your thought, the Binas Adam says that would a man divorce his wife for money? Question mark, exclamation point. So obviously he's divorced, and the money is a side point. Rabbi Isai, I wish I shared this optimistic and moralistic point of view. Unfortunately, there are those who are divorcing purely to make money, and that's what it's been. As other, although his svar is good, but it's not so clear that's really the reason. Maybe he's giving the reason. He likes this 24 carat gold. They don't want 2 carats of gold. Not so simple. That's really the issue. Gili that the Begita Lav Milsi. But maybe she's beferish. I'm giving it because I expect to have this to see for 24 karat gold, and he gets 2 carats. Maybe that's more than a gili dat than a gitu. That's to be the question to talk about on Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. Okay, so we'll stop. I wanted to talk a little about part 3 of today's shiur. Okay, Mitzvah Shem Sunday will continue and complete. Believe that, this whole issue of the get mivina and the whole sugya, and so that Monday we'll start Mitzvah Shem new again. Let me discuss here some marriage issues, Rabbi Osai. Very important marriage issues for the sefer, the river, the kettle, and the bird, important sefer. I have, if somebody wants to borrow this, a 10-page summary of this whole discussion for the Piskei Din Rabbanim. A fascinating case. The case happened to have been not by get betos, but nisuin betos. But he derives all of his halakhas from get betos. She was en Yitzchak, and he quotes the Marit, and he quotes the Yidduchach of the Chayodon, and many other gedolei poskim. So Mitzvashem, I'm trying to remember to discuss this as well on Sunday. Okay. The last part of today's shiur is fantasy and reality in married life. Okay. The major fantasy about marriage, Seth, forgive me, is that it confers eternal bliss. Okay? Two corollaries follow from this. One, married people are constantly in love. Two, spouses have no faults. Okay? This is just a fantasy. Fantasy. Oh, yeah. What adds to the fantasy, the Sheva Brachas, the speeches? Oh, the Baldic. What happens? Disillusionment process. Well, I told you already. He finds out she has faults. What? She rolls up the toothpaste the wrong way. Instead of pushing it, she rolls it to the roller, she pushes it. He didn't know. Not a condition at all. He didn't know. She brushed the toothpaste the wrong way. I bring in there out of Rackman Best. Never would have married him. Are you kidding? No, it doesn't matter. It's a roll of toothpaste. One of the slap. Maybe you find that she has maybe some little, wart on her toe, but she didn't know because she wasn't seeing it. So they didn't, and now she takes off her socks. And she goes, oi, oi, oi. Bring in the rack and vest and the Kedusha toes and the wart on the toe. All right. All of a sudden, after his marriage, terrifying questions begin to insinuate themselves into his mind. Is she the right one? Ooh. So what does he do? He's ashamed to share this question with anyone. They fester with him. Disappointment and hurt begin to seep through his entire emotional fabric. He suspects that his marriage is a mistake. He feels trapped by it and wonders if it will last. He begins to feel resentment towards his wife for having concealed her true nature from him before they were married. The resentment breeds an anger which grows within him. One day, he feels he can no longer tolerate her inability to make him happy, and his disillusionment and bitterness, triggered by some trivial matter, pour out in a spasm of rage. One little sign of this really happens sometimes. The wife is shocked and grievously hurt. The man she loves and who she thought loved her has now turned on her without good reason. Before long, her shock gives rise to bitterness and anger about, and she retaliates. A cycle of attack and counterattack is set into motion and is with this tragic potential. Very serious stuff. Very serious. I went to LA for one day. I thought I'd be there one day. I have a little menuchas and nefesh. No. Someone called the emergency. Emergency. I was sitting in the house of my mechut in Los Angeles, and I got an emergency phone call from Eric Strong. Someone called my house emergency. And it was about this. A divorce is breaking up somewhere or other. And the woman, from what the story I heard, is unbelievable. We've heard of spousal abuse. A man is beats up his wife, and he threatens his wife, and he is most. Well, you know what? We live in America. Spousal abuse can go two directions. This man is now going to this woman. This woman telling me he's a relative of his, saying she beats him up. I don't know. She beats him up, she abuses him, and now she's accusing him of beating her up. According to the lady who called me, called out post for the mobile postal. Today is a trial, a criminal trial of the guy. It's what you call the emergency. That there is now a set, if you'll give a get yesterday on Wednesday, she'll drop the criminal charges. You good? No. No. She can't drop the criminal charges because it's already in the district attorney's office. She can't drop the charges. Well, she won't testify. But then the lawyer said to her that if he does with the deal, he'd go to jail for witness tampering. Because since she's not going to testify anymore, so the witness tampering. Whoa. I'm sitting there in sunny Los Angeles. This woman's in Yerushalayim, and somewhere in the middle is this couple. Disaster. Disaster. So I got later, much later, I got another rabbi from this town calls me. I call him back about. Terrible. What's the problem, Rabbi Osai? Problem is, quotes from the Musa Sar. Tell me, young man, do you love fish? Yeah. So he responds, if you love fish, you should care for this fish in your plate. You should have fed it, try to make it happy. Instead, you were devouring it. So the guy looked at the rabbi, why? He says, you don't love fish, you love yourself. What's he trying to say? So you say you love your wife, you really love yourself. If you really love your wife, you take care of her. Not that you're worried about yourself. We spoke about this before. You know, the early years of marriage are the most difficult. And most divorces occur during this period. So the first year of marriage is Shana Rishana. Once you get through the first year, Adi, it's already easier. Okay? You need to get to know each other. We know each other for a few months before, but those who don't have that much experience, they have to get to know her, right? And even if they know her, but after you marry, still you find new things about her, no matter how many years you know her before. It's different. The Gemara's Masechta Yevamos: a person is required to love his wife as much as himself, and to honor her more than he honors himself. Why aren't you required to love her more than you love yourself? Since for some sake, you can't. Kamocha is the highest. That's the way we can't. The love is in the heart. Can't. But you can honor her de facto more than you honor yourself. Mechavda means if you have an X amount of dollars to buy yourself a new suit or to buy her a new dress, you have to buy her the new dress. That's what the Gemara means. Kipshuto. Okay? Now, therefore, the husband has to recognize that his wife has certain faults. Now, you never, ever, ever tell anybody else about it. If you know your wife's faults, it's between you have to be a man enough. Say, my wife has some faults, but I'll never say a word to anybody about it. I will convince myself that despite whatever small faults she has, she has a perfect wife. This has to be your attitude. What are her faults? I'll give you examples of faults. I'll give an example. A woman often makes her husband late. Right? He prides on being on time. Yeah, anyway, whatever his appointment. So until now, he knew when he went. He knew when to leave the house. So he's on time. All of a sudden, the Naya Maisa, they're supposed to be somewhere. She's not ready. She's not ready. New day for the appointment, people waiting for us in the street, we'll miss the chuppah, we'll miss the train, we'll miss the plane, we'll late. Remember, on our side, a woman is potter for mitzvahs that say she's not grown. You can't hold her to the same yekish your time schedule you hold yourself. Remember, sometimes you're also late, even if you are, but even if you're not, you can't hold her to the same standard. I'll be honest with you, I've missed chuppas. I got away from my wife. After Cabo. But what are you want? You're supposed to get a brach under the chuppah, he couldn't find you. But never to say, oh, Isha Shana Sata Imodi. My wife took us so long to get dressed, to fix a shape, and to do this, that was why I was late. Chas v'sholom. Can't cough a betova. You swallow it. Sorry, I left too late, that traffic. Always blame it on yourself. And don't get angry. Don't get upset. This is a reality. One third of this book is devoted to anger. We haven't gotten to that part yet. Have to get to it. But you have to overcome. I think in one of the Sfarim he says, if you're waiting for your wife, don't sit there with your at the door with your hat and coat on, ready to go, and waiting. You go nuts. You go crazy. Take off your coat. Open a chumash. Don't try to look excited either, unless you're a god of the Torah. You can't be trying. Open a chumash. Bimavisedra. This week is 150 some sukkim. It takes a little time to get to Bimavisedra. You finish, you can do chumash and Rashi. If that finishes, say, it's a few prokum tilim. And don't, you know, things you don't require all that, you know, to go to, I mean, if you're a big Talmud Chacham, you're going to taste this, then, who knows, the Mashah, so it's, but just keep cool. Keep cool. Remember that your wife, from your perspective, is wonderful. Chazal, the expression, it's a gutza gochet velochishla. If your wife is short, bend down and whisper to her. Which means if your wife doesn't understand you, don't become annoyed. Make an extra effort to explain yourself. To the contrary, the Gemara has, Nechoz darga nesivitza. Descend a step and marry a woman. What does that mean? What does that mean? I quote, because a husband is relentlessly driven by his male ego, he will often be tempted to prove his superiority, a tendency which might easily trigger domestic strife. A wife with a fault lessens his temptation. Being married to a woman perceived to be less, quote, perfect than oneself is, in quotes, is thus, ironically, not undesirable. This is very important. A person shouldn't say, I'm going to marry this woman who's so great, so fantastic. Well, who said you're royal akach? I'm serious. Who said you're royal akach? Maybe if you think that you're such a big Talmud Chacham and she's maybe not as roy for you as you think, maybe it's a bracha. But it's way up. But remember, she has a certain limitation. Maybe there are other women out there who you could have considered who were, but you were smart not to consider it, because then you would have been put down and you would have felt inadequate. Now the wife has a certain imperfection. You were smart. You knew you were getting yourself into it and react accordingly. Don't blow your cool. This is very, very important. Very important. Very important. You have to be very careful not to make these terrible mistakes, not to assert what we call superiority or control or anger. This is terrible. We have to discuss the Mitzvah Shem next week. There's a chapter which is called Learning the Basics. Separate, learn the basics, Baruch Hashem, so you can get married. We wish you Mazel Tov. Everyone else has to learn the basics. Next week we'll do the next chapter again. A good Shabbos to one and all. Mazel tov to the chosen, and one more time a mincha.